Hello and welcome to another episode of the Getting to Know You podcast. I'm Jacob Bradley. Today, I'm joined by my very good friend, Scott Brubaker. Scott, how are you?
I'm doing very well. It's nice to be here.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've been waiting to have you on.
I know. I've been wondering since, when did you start this? Last spring?
Well, about a year ago, yeah.
I was like, Jacob, when are you going to? And then I got the text out of the blue, so I was like, oh.
That's when I like the strike, out of the blue.
My least expected.
Everybody least expects it. But Scott, for people that might not know you, I know you are a man that wears many caps. So do you want to just kind of run through, for those people that might not know you, a little bit about yourself?
All right. So like you said, my name's Scott. I'm a junior here at SUNY Oswego. I'm broadcasting and mass comm major. I also have political science and a business admin minor. A little more about me. I'm from Watkins Glen, New York, and what I do here at school, I'm very involved in WTOP. I have two kind of main roles there. I am the special events director, and I am an executive producer for news, and that I do some other smaller things around the studio as well, but those are my two big main roles.
Nice. So I'm just curious, because I know, you know, you say you have a lot of roles and stuff. How many times a week do you think you introduce yourself to people?
Oh, that's a lot. At least once a week, yeah. I know I have to. At least once, I know I have to actually, like, this is who I am. But I send emails out as well, so
right.
It has to.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. I've never counted. That's a good question.
Yeah. I'm just curious because it always seems like there's a few people that, like, when I see them, it's like they're always, not so much on the go, but always has something. Like, even just today, like, before coming in here, you brought in a student that was maybe looking to come here in the fall, I'm assuming, and you know, showed him around the office and all that. So I mean, you're a very busy guy. So
yeah, I do tours. I do once a week on Tuesdays, and then a couple of weekend things here and there. So
just curious, right? So has that always been you, really? Like, always got to be on the go, always have something to do.
I always like to tell the story. In high school, I don't know how I like survived, because I would get up and I would work the 6 to 7 a.m. lifeguarding shift at the pool. Then
wow.
I'd go, yeah, right. And then I'd go do a full day of school. Then I'd have swim practice from 3 to 5:30. And then I would some nights have play rehearsal from 6 to 9. Then I'd get home and I'd have to do it all again.
Wow. So not, I hate when the conversation always goes towards COVID, but it's kind of the elephant in the room. So when COVID happened and all that kind of stopped, where did you find yourself?
Bored.
Yeah.
The nice thing was I work at my family restaurant. So at the beginning we did like fundraisers for the class of 2020, because we all thought, hey, we were going to be in this for a month and we'd be back to normal. But then we ended up doing like takeout one night a week. So that was really nice, because it gave me something to do instead of just sitting around and doing nothing.
Right. Yeah, those little things kind of keeping you going, type of thing. So, you know, kind of scaling it back a little bit, even like before high school. So you said you're from Watkins Glen. I'm not too familiar with the area. Is it like what is it, more rural, suburban? Like, what are we looking at?
It's like rural. It's a small town. I don't know the exact like population of Watkins Glen, but I know I graduated with about 80 kids.
Okay.
If that tells you anything about how big the area is. So I live I'd say the middle of nowhere, but some people know where Watkins Glen is. But like, I have fields around me. I have cows. We have chickens at home.
Really?
So yeah.
Has that like, so is it only chickens? Have you only ever had chickens, or is there other animals
had, involved? Yeah, chickens. We've had pigs.
Okay.
Last spring, I came back home after the semester, and we had cows in our front yard. So that was a big shock for me.
Wow. So that farming lifestyle, has that always been kind of something you guys have been into, or not into, but like done?
It's more like more recently, the past, it's been a while since we've had chickens though. But my dad always like had a garden, and I know like when my mom and him were together, like they had a big garden, compost, everything like that. They were
I mean, yeah, have you always lived in Watkins Glen?
Yeah.
Same house, like same everything?
We built the house when I was like 5.
So. Okay, so you really don't remember a time before? Nice. Yeah, so Watkins Glen. Yeah, I mean, I'm from, you know, Liverpool, so a little bigger and more of a suburb. So the whole idea of, so those 80 students you said you graduated with, are those students that, like, you started school with as well?
Mostly, yeah.
Okay.
There's some who come and go, but it's around the same group of kids.
So what was that, like, some of the relationships you made there in high school, like, knowing that you were in school with these people for basically 10, 12 years.
I guess I didn't know anything different. Like, right. I mean, I have friends who go to like Horseheads High School, which is a few towns over, and they had bigger classes, and they say they walk down the hallways and they don't recognize people. Or it's like you would walk down the hallway in Watkins and you know this person's name, you know where they live, you know their mother's maiden name, right? Like all that kind of stuff. But you just get close, and I think one of the cool things was like I was always in like the advanced classes, like the AP and stuff, and it was usually the same like 20 to 25 of us. So like that group of kids, I feel like got really close and got to know each other really well.
Absolutely. And you mentioned you did the theater in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Want to tell me a little bit about that?
I did our high school shows starting when I was in seventh grade, because our high school was technically 7 through 12. And I was a big part of Dream Barn Productions, which is a professional local theater group.
Mm-hmm.
She does it mainly surrounded like by youth in the area. So I started that when the company started in 2012. And I've been doing stuff with her ever since.
Wow. So just that, like that whole entire idea of being on stage or being in front and center, that's really nothing that you shy away from, it seems like.
No. I mean, I still get nervous.
Right.
Like, but I definitely, like, even doing theater in the past is very helpful now in doing news and, like, presenting things on air.
Absolutely. And even just so far as going to, like, you know, being a tour guide or an RA, like, that involves public speaking. Or
I know,
speaking
I like to talk, so.
Yeah. Right. I mean, who doesn't? But, no, so just that the whole entire idea there at high school with theater, was there anything else that you participated in, or is it really just theater?
Swimming. I was big into swimming. I was on the boys team. I did the IM, the individual medley, and I also did breaststroke. And then as I became older, my coach turned me into a butterflyer, and I did the 200 freestyle, which I used to hate both of those, but I really grew to like them.
Okay.
So, and it's also kind of like a little braggy thing if like you're talking to another swimmer and they're like, I can't do fly. I'm like, I got you, don't worry. But then I also did the girls team. I was the team manager.
Okay.
So I would do like the dry land workouts with them when we'd go up to the weight room to kind of get like prepped for my season.
Yeah.
And then I'd help like organize things. I'd go to the swim meets and like take their times down and things like that.
So they were different times. They didn't run coinciding.
Yeah, no. It was the girls were in the fall and then the boys were the winter season.
That might have been how we did it too. I don't remember off the top of my head. But yeah, so when did you like, was swimming? Because, you know, it's not, I don't want to say it's not one of the traditional sports, but it's not one of those things that, like you maybe start when you're young. Did you start when you were young, or is it something you found as you got older?
When I was young, I did like t-ball and baseball,
right,
which was fun, but
yeah.
I guess, I don't know, it wasn't for me. But we have a community swim team, the Glen Gators. So I joined that when I was in sixth grade.
Okay.
Excuse me. And you're then good. I joined modified when I got into seventh grade, and then just worked my way up from there.
Okay. Yeah. So just in general, like having that and then having theater, were there a lot of people that did both? Like, just with a small school, like how was with only 80 people in your class, and I'm assuming just about 80 in every other, so maybe about 120 people in that whole, or that's horrible
math.
That's
math.
8, 16, 20, 320 people in the class. Did you find a lot of familiar faces? Like, were there people that did both? Or like, how did those
not
things look?
Not really with swimming, from what I realized. I mean, it's like, terrible to say, but it's high school, and like high school still clicky. I mean, my freshman year of high school, I almost said first year, I'm such a trained tour guide here. My freshman year of high school, we had a pretty big team, and then we had a lot of seniors graduate and then people not come back. So my sophomore year, there was me and three other guys.
Okay.
So it was small.
Yeah.
But then like my junior and senior year, the program like got built back up, and I know it's a pretty good program now, but there was never like anyone the same who kind of did both.
Right.
I don't know about now. So.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I always just find it fascinating because, like you mentioned earlier about was it Horseheads?
Yeah.
One of your friends with the Horseheads. Like, for me, I can agree with that 100%. Like, there's people that I've met here that have gone to Liverpool.
And you don't know.
I've never seen them before. And it's like, to me, like the 80 people and knowing them around and being around them at the same time, that's almost like a very novel or foreign concept to me. I want to get back to that, but I want to kind of get back to your family dynamic and everybody there. So growing up, I know you have a sister. Do you want to kind of talk about maybe your family overall as a whole?
Yeah, so me and my sister, my parents are divorced.
Okay.
I'm very thankful though, because it's they get along very well. It's not they'll talk to each other. We can do things like they can bring me up to college and ride in the same car, and it's not like awkward. But so my sister and I, we live, now that we're older, it's kind of more just where we feel like going or where we end up for the night. But we pretty much grew up like half the time we'd be with my, like 3 or 4 days a week, we'd be with my dad and his now fiance, Patty. And then the other 3 or 4 days we would be with my mom.
Okay.
And
nice. So, you and your sister, what's the age difference between you guys?
We're 19 months apart.
Wow, so really close.
She's like the grade below me.
Wow, actually. So was that, you guys were really close then growing up?
Yeah. Nice. Well, we fought, obviously.
Yeah.
But we had like a lot of the same friends and do a lot of the same things. She's actually, I don't know, that's going to be public knowledge now. She's coming here starting next year.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Where'd she go?
Bucknell University.
Wow.
In Pennsylvania.
What happened there? It's a
bunch of our family went to the school, and then it just like wasn't the right fit. And then I talked to her about Oswego, and she's there for history and education, and we have both of those here. So
there you go. So she'll be joining us up here soon.
Yes, next spring. She would not, but I can try.
Yeah, you can try. I'll get Melinda to do it. So growing up and everything, like you said there, your parents being separated, but still kind of communicating like that. I'll ask just the question. When did they get the divorce? Like, how old were you? Do you remember a time where they were together or no?
Like I said, I think they built the house that my dad lives in now when I was like 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. And then it was a couple years later, I think they split. So.
Okay. Not to get super deep into anything, do you remember anything about that process, or did it affect you in any way?
All I remember was living in two different places, and I was like, oh, okay. And
two Christmases?
Yep. Two Christmases, two everythings. One year it was, they just, when they first divorced, they just kind of lived up the road from each other.
Okay.
And I remember one Easter, the Easter bunny would always leave a jelly bean trail to our Easter baskets.
Yeah.
And the one year, the jelly bean trail led outside, and then we found like eggs up the road.
Oh, that's awesome.
So.
That's really cool. But yeah, going back to the high school days, you mentioned kind of a small, tight-knit community, tight-knit graduating class. When you were deciding to make your decision to come here, what were some of those factors that maybe made you want to come here, or at least wanted, like walk me through that process in your head?
Oh, Oswego reminds me of Watkins Glen in the fact, like, yeah, it's a city, and I don't spend a lot of time in the city of Oswego, but it's more smaller, and it seems more like a community, and then even then the college itself, like, we only have 7,000 undergrad students or so here. That's based on my tour guide training. I don't know if that's changed since I learned the job, but it's smaller. I can walk across campus, and I every time I'll see at least one person I know. So that's really nice, and I like that aspect of it.
Yeah. So was it almost kind of daunting coming up here with such small class, or were you very much like ready?
No, I felt ready.
Okay.
I don't know. I didn't really think about it that much, I guess.
And
thinking it was going to be a hard transition based on like number wise, but.
Yeah. I mean, just the idea of, I could say from my personal experience, I agree with you, like seeing people in the halls or whatever, that was one of the reasons why I enjoyed high school so much, was because see your friends and they're there, and you always kind of had that bit of comfortability. Like, you didn't know just about everybody's name, or you see your friends every day. And then coming here, that was like hard reset.
Mm-hmm.
So for you, I know you seem very social or along those lines. And I've walked with you across campus before, and I can agree that it's very rare that we don't pass at least two or three people that you somehow know.
Mm-hmm.
But what was the, like that process like coming up here? Obviously, we came up at the same time, so we had
COVID.
Big C, COVID style up over us. But so how was the first couple of weeks, or just in general, fitting in here for you?
Really, the first couple of weeks were rough.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I was like texting like my parents and other people who I know. I was like, I don't know if I can do this. Mm-hmm. I don't have it. Like, I met people and they were fun, but like nobody ever seemed like the right person or like the right friend group. And I was fortunate enough, my roommate and I got along very well. We're not like close. We're not friends anymore. But like if I see him around, I'll still say hi. So I'm very fortunate for that. But I think really because of COVID and we didn't have anything in person.
Right.
Like it was just rough to get started, you know, and find people and meet new people.
Absolutely. And like, you know, fast forward now 3 years pretty much. You know, you live with Tristan, Ben, and Brooke.
Mm-hmm.
So meeting them and then meeting some of their friends, when did that start happening for you?
Well, I met Brooke through like a Facebook group chat over the summer. So that's how her and I met.
Yeah.
And then I kind of met Tristan through a couple other mutual friends I got. And then Ben I met freshman year as well. Oh, first year, excuse me. Ben I met my first year as well. And then I even tell my students on tour, like if you meet one person, if you meet three people, you're going to meet three people that they know and then three people that they know.
Yeah.
And, oh, I lost my train of thought here. I didn't know.
You were talking about meeting Tristan and everybody.
Yeah. And then it was really like I got involved in admissions and I got involved in res life and orientation.
Right.
Not TOP. So that's doing the different things is like how I got to know so many people.
Yeah. You really kind of have like your hand in a lot of different jars. Like, you know, like, it's funny, my dad, when I was young, I could never grasp, like, the friends, because I just assumed all my dad's friends knew each other. But I remember there was a time where my dad was with, like, I think two of his friends had showed up to my game, but they had never met before. And I couldn't fathom that, but it was because he went to school with one of them and then worked with another.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they didn't know each other. So with you and your friends, like, you know, I think for the most part, you guys are close, whether that just be through you as a mutual connection. But, like, you know, I'll use, like, Kate. Somebody you met through Res Life, correct? Or, well,
kind ish. Of.
Like, how'd you meet her?
Kate, we met, one of my RMs was her Laker leader. That's like how. And then, like, I would get breakfast with my RM and she'd get breakfast with her Laker leader. And that's how we met.
So. Right. So, like, even then, and that, you know, you meet so many people in so many different ways. You got your TOP friends and your friends from just hanging out and your friends from this stuff. So, you know, I've always kind of admired that in a way about you, is you're always so social around everybody and you have so many people that know you. Like, you know, I'll joke, like when we ever go out, it's like you hang out with Scott, you're gonna meet like nine people. So it's always, you know, a fun time. So,
and I went out, it was the Thursday before we left for break, and I saw the guest who's gonna be on my show tomorrow night actually, and she said hi and like all of her friends, and my friend that I went with, he's like, Scott, can you stop saying hi to everyone? I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't.
It's just the second nature.
Just come up to me.
No, I love it. But, and then, you know, we'll talk a little about WTOP. You said you have a lot of different roles in there. And I think we were just talking about it probably just this morning, right, about how we were talking about toppers of the week and stuff. And you said you got it back in 2020. And we were joking around, like, what could you have possibly done in that semester to have earned it? But, you know, just in general, like, starting off there and then, you know, I can't imagine that was in a major role in any way, correct?
No, I was a reporter every other week from my bedroom.
Right. So kind of seeing where you started and seeing where you are now with all these different projects that you're in charge of. And, you know, just this morning filming Rise and Shine Oswego, which I don't think we've done since pre-pandemic days. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you were able to kind of build that back up from the ground again and build a pretty damn good show. Just
well,
thank you. Yeah, of course. I love it. But no, so just kind of seeing where you are, where you started and where you are now, do you ever kind of think and sit back and just kind of reflect on that?
Well, first of all, I want to say that part of the reason Rise and Shine Oswego is so good is we have an amazing team of producers and talent and control room. So
absolutely.
I just want to put that out
there. Yeah, absolutely.
And no, I do. I mean, I never really thought about being in a leadership position at all. And then last year, our old VP of prod, Meg Trubia, she kind of like planted the seed in my head. And now, like, very thankful that I tried new things.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know, it's very interesting. I like to look back and I sometimes watch some of my old packages I did back when I was a first year and my first semesters in the club. I was like, wow, this was rough.
Right. But you got to grow.
Michael Rickey would not have approved. But
yeah. Well, were you wearing a different pair of glasses?
Yeah, they were dark, so he probably would have.
he probably would have approved. But so yeah, even, you know, kind of taking that reflection further into more of a bigger picture. If you look at yourself back when you started here and where you are now, do you want to kind of talk maybe a little bit about that growth and just as a person?
Oh, I think about that like every night. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, this might be a little personal, but like I'm a very religious person, so okay. I pray every night before I go to bed. Your computer just did something. I don't know if it has to stay on.
Oh, no, it's good.
Anyway, okay. I always like find something to be thankful for, and like one of the things is like how much I've grown. Even 2022 was honestly a very rough year for me, like emotionally. I know, like I've talked to you about it a little bit. And I just, even seeing my growth from last spring to this spring, it's just, I don't know, I'm very grateful for it. And, like, grateful for the people who I've been around, too, who are there to help me.
Absolutely. No, and I mean, just from somebody who hung out with you last year and obviously into this year, like, I didn't really know you before 2022. I think we just kind of, we're on the same, like, Night of News or something.
Yeah, with Casey Morris.
Casey Morris, yeah. So we... So just from that, seeing, you know, your growth, like I can, you know, I could tell, like, one of the things, again, that I've always admired about you is that you have such great confidence and you're always out and outgoing and you're never scared to say something or say what's on your mind. And I mean, that's just, it's so important. You know what I mean? And I think there's so many people included, myself included, that maybe shy away from saying, like, even I'll say last night we had our sports talk show and, there's a little bit of chatter in the pre-pro meeting, and I made a comment about it, but I thought about that comment that I made for like the rest of the night. I was like, and I had to cover up my tracks like four times. You were there, me going like, I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm sorry. Don't take this personal. So I think even then, like having like I struggle to have that confidence to be able to say something like that. And you don't shy away from giving people. Not just giving people critiques to make them better, but letting somebody know when they're doing a great job, which is just an admirable thing to have as a human being, I would say.
Well, I don't want to like give myself too much credit because I do the same thing too. Like if people are being loud and I have to like quiet a room and then I'll sit there and I'm like producing, I'm like, my gosh, is this person mad at me because I just said that? And I will sit there for like hours and think about it.
But yeah.
No, I try, especially like you're talking about critiquing. That's one of like the big things I like to do because I don't know if you were there when I was telling the story of how like back when like Eric was my producer, sometimes there'd be dates where I'd go home and I'd be like, wow, is this new for me? But then it's good because I use that to build up and do I'm better. And even if it's one small thing, like I told Kate this morning, I was like, just need to take a little breath between stories and it makes the whole world different. So even if it's just one small thing I can even find about myself to improve on, I think that's an accomplishment.
And I think that sticks with people too. Like I know as an anchor when I used to do it and even like now, like
you
when
ditched
I'm
on, us now.
I know, it's my okay. bad. And like even when I host, you know, hockey games or whatever, I'm always looking for something. Like people saying, oh, you did a really good job is cool, but I still want to get better. Like you still want to grow and get better. And the little things that maybe the group might notice, you might, like I might, it might stick with me. Like, oh, I messed up on that word. Maybe nobody noticed it, but I'll still think about it. I'd rather have somebody call me out on that and make a comment about it.
Well, it's even like my dad, like he'll watch my original production and he'll give me like a critique and he'll be like, I don't want to like upset you, but I just think that'd be bad. But I'm like, no, that's what I want. Like if I say the word or so too many times, I want to know that because like I watch some of the people I look up to on talk shows and I know they're not saying every time they can't think of something.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And it's again, just one of those things that I got to assume comes with time. I hope at least.
But. Well, I know you're very good at it too. Like when I watch sports talk, like I don't think any of you guys, you don't really sit there. You don't a lot.
It's funny. Yesterday we watched, I was showing Juliana our first episode of sports talk because she was curious as to what we looked like then and what,
children.
Oh my goodness. It was bad, man. Garrett and myself, I've way too much energy. Garrett and Kyle are trying to match that. We're all stuttering and we can't get words out. It's horrible. But either way, somehow, you know, you got to start somewhere, like we said about the package. But I want to kind of quick before we get into the quiz, go back to the idea of faith that you brought up and everything. Is that something that was kind of instilled in you in a young age, or is that something you found on your own?
Yeah, I grew up going to church with my parents and like my grandparents, so that was something that like I've always done. And then I started to work Sunday mornings, so I didn't really go to church as often. But then I kind of got back into it as I got older. So it's just, I don't know, something like, I know like many people like aren't super religious, and like I don't necessarily believe like you have to strictly follow all of these rules. But like I'm, I like have a lot of faith, and where's I going with this? Like, it's just, yeah. I don't know. Just the idea of the community, too, right. just makes me happy. Like, obviously, we talk about the WTOP community and things like that, but just the idea of, like, people and, like, a shared kind of
Absolutely.
Vision, it's...
Yeah, I know, I mean, I'm personally not a religious person, but, like, I mean, everything's very similar in the world if you really break things down. And, mm-hmm. you know, you say just kind of sharing that same belief. I mean, I'm a big sports fan. There's really, no, I mean, the only, there's obviously several differences. But when you break it down at base level, it is a group of, a community believing in the same thing.
Exactly.
Believing in the same team, believing in the same God, things like that. So, you know, when you find yourself maybe in those hard times, is faith something you might try to rely on?
Yeah. I definitely do. Like I said, like I pray every night, and then sometimes it's me like begging, like please help. But you know, it's just, I don't know, something I guess like easy kind of to go to, and it's always been part of my life. So
right, no, and I mean, you know, I always think, you know, in the world, it's never a bad thing to, you know, maybe think that there's a greater power. I almost think it's a little selfish to not think there's something bigger in the world than just us. So, but either way, yeah, I mean, if you know, I asked you to take that quiz before we got in here. We'll get into that right here. I actually remembered to tell the guest that this time because I forgot to tell Merrick when he was on here last time. And it took us 2 weeks to film the second part of the episode. Gosh. But either way, so I asked Scott to fill out the VIA character quiz. If you want to take that at home, it's viacharacter.org. It's, I think, 75 questions.
Oh, I don't even remember.
I've done this 20 times now, and I forget every time. And it takes about 15, 20 minutes if you're not talking to friends while you're doing it. And
wow.
But at the end, it gives you a list of strengths. And we're going to go over Scott's top five today. So, Scott, do you want to start at your fifth strength?
All right. I honestly did not read through the strengths. I just kind of took a picture of it and then went over and started talking to other people. Okay. Number five is kindness.
Okay. What do you think about that?
I hope I'm a kind person. I don't know. I always try to exude that, like, even if it's somebody, like, I don't like, or if maybe they've, like, wronged me or something, or if I wronged them, then I still try to be, like, you know, a nice person to them. I don't want them to ever feel left out.
Right. So. Yeah, is that, you know, kill them with kindness?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't want to.
Well, not, yeah, you don't want to kill them. You don't want to kill them, but, you know. You know, are you one type of person, maybe if you receive some bad energy, are you going to try to throw back some good energy?
Yeah, exactly.
That type of stuff.
Okay.
Not literally. But what was your fourth?
Number four was teamwork.
Okay.
Which, obviously, we have
yeah.
a lot. You have to know how to work as a team
Absolutely.
To be really part of any job. But, like, at the news station, we're working together all the time, no matter if you're the teleprompter, or if you're an anchor, or if you're a producer, everybody is.
Everybody picks up everybody.
Yeah,
is what I always tell everybody. You know, especially like, you know, you've got a leadership position. I have one myself, and it's, you know, that idea of, yeah, we might have roles that are specific to us, but we still pick each other up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know you say you're executive producer on news. I know you help Natalie out a lot when it comes to being the news director and everything along those lines. And, you know, I know you help out Griswold setting things up, and you do a lot of OPs and stuff. So it is a team effort, even though those might not be your roles. Filling in and doing your part as a member of the team is obviously something that you're very much believe in. What was your third strength?
My third is perspective.
Okay. What do you think?
I don't really know what that's trying to get across, but
I think it's just a perspective of life.
I try to keep an open mind to things
good
and
head
try
on your
new
shoulders.
Things. Like, I know, I was never, like I said, I swam in high school, but I was never really into sports. Like,
yeah.
Honestly, don't kill me for saying this, but, like, football, I thought was so boring, you know?
That's
I kind of thought it was stupid. But then, like, you know, I signed up for a couple of hockey broadcasts, and I really liked that. And then I started doing more stuff, and I became the PR sports assistant last year and things like that. And now, like, even if it's just something like football, for example, I watch it and I enjoy it and I understand how the game works.
Yeah.
So, like, always being open to new stuff.
Like, absolutely. And, you know, I think, like you mentioned here, coming here and trying all these different things that, you know, maybe weren't in your comfort or a little out of your comfort zone, you know, whether that be working with, you know, as a Laker leader or RM or anything along those lines, like, just kind of having those things and putting yourself out there, I think, does show your perspective as, like, I'm going to keep my open mind, try these things. And, you know, you're supposed to learn and grow in college and try things and see if they work. So hats off to you. But what's your second? We're on two, right?
Leadership.
Okay. Leadership. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Talked a lot about leadership.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, without further ado, what was your top strength?
Curiosity.
Okay.
You want me to read the little thing that
Yeah, if you want to, sure.
Okay, it says, I want to make sure I'm on the microphone. Taking an interest in ongoing experience for its own sake, finding subjects and topics fascinating, exploring and discovering.
And would you agree that that's something that you are?
Well, I just thinking about that, I think about like Rise and Shine as we go. We try to find guests to bring on, or like the break. I try to find somebody interesting that we can interview. So
right.
That really just.
Yes.
I think that explains it perfectly.
Absolutely.
You know?
I'd agree. You know, it's funny you put that in perspective. Yeah, that's 100% right. You know, just that curiosity to try new things, talk to new people as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it goes back to how we opened the show today by just saying, you know, how many times you introduce yourself to people in a week. That's a very curious person. You want to know about people. And yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Is there anything on that list that maybe shocked you, or anything that you thought maybe would be on there that isn't? Or did you say that's pretty accurate?
I said that's really accurate. I didn't really know what the criteria was for the list. So what else could have been on there? But I feel like those, they all make sense though.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's like a good amount of words, like maybe 30 different words you can get. So
okay. It's
pretty accurate. It's a good look into life. This isn't a sponsored podcast, by the way. I wish it was, but it's not. But yeah, just in general, like, you know, having all those traits, and you talk about like your curiosity and stuff, how much of that do you think leans you back to like your childhood with that type of stuff, if we want to get really deep with it?
Oh gosh, okay, I was not prepared for this. trying to think back to my childhood. I was always like creative and like wanting to try new things. So I guess like the curiosity really goes into that as well. I'm not going to the science field, but I always found science, at least even though I struggled in like chemistry, but I thought like some of it was interesting, like learning like that new stuff, or even like history.
Yeah.
My ninth and 10th grade global, or what was it, world history
right.
teacher, like he just put so much like curiosity into you to like figure out new things and learn about different cultures. So things like that, I think, really.
Absolutely. And I know we were talking earlier about studying abroad, and that I think right there is that curiosity. You know, there's so much of the world to see,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, to go check it out for a semester has got to be cool as hell.
And now, knock on wood, that I get to go explore Australia in the fall. So.
Man, that'll be awesome. That would be really cool. You'll have to send pictures of everything but the spiders there.
That's like the biggest turn away.
Yeah, that's one of those things where I don't know if I'd be able to stay there for a few months. It'd be a rough first week, I think, but
oh yeah,
we get through it. But Scott, I want to just thank you for coming on as well. And you know, if you do get the pleasure of studying abroad in the fall, I can just already know the hole that's going to be missing in the TOP studio, and there'll be a wide open door waiting for you when it comes back.
I will definitely miss you
all,
so thank you.
Of course. Yeah, thanks for taking time out of your schedule to come in here and say hello and let us get to know you. It's the first time I've ever said that on the podcast before, so there you go.
Thanks
for
having me.
Get the trademark, and you're welcome, Scott. as far as everybody else, again, thank you to Scott. And for everybody that listened, thank you very much, and I'll see you all, or you'll hear me all very soon.